You're listening to SBS News.
We start with the AFL and a dramatic ending to a dramatic weekend. Five of the nine games played had a winning margin of 3 points or fewer. An incredible run of close games, including the Sydney Swans getting a close win over Collingwood to get back in the top eight, and Adelaide upsetting local rivals Port Adelaide in a controversial game. But the weekend's biggest incident may have come in a game that was not one of the close ones. West Coast maintained second place on the league ladder with a 142 points to 84 win over local rivals Fremantle in Perth. It's their seventh consecutive win against Fremantle. But it was soured in the third quarter of the match when, behind the play, one of West Coast's best players had one of his worst moments. Andrew Gaff, a contender for the Brownlow Medal for the league's best and fairest player, punched Fremantle player Andrew Brayshaw in the mouth. Brayshaw had to be taken to hospital in an ambulance, whilst Gaff is facing a long suspension from playing, which would extinguish his Brownlow hopes and have an adverse impact on his team's premiership hopes. Speaking to Fox Footy after the game, Gaff claimed to be deeply sorry for his moment of madness.
Yeah, I just want to apologise to Andy, and I feel sick. I feel sick about it and did the wrong thing, and a lot of things not... It doesn't indicate my character and all that, but my main thought is how he is, and very remorseful and feel sick about it.
In rugby league, the National Rugby League competition has a new leader. First-placed Melbourne Storm played second-place South Sydney, and it was South Sydney who won, 30 points to 20. That makes South Sydney the new team in first place and consigns defending champions Melbourne to second. But South Sydney coach Anthony Seibold isn't showing any hubris despite his side's achievement.
We're really pleased with the result and pleased with the performance, there's no doubt about that. We're certainly not getting carried away, you know. It's a good result for us, but plenty of work to do.
Seibold's right not to get too confident. South Sydney's next game is next weekend against their arch rivals, the Sydney Roosters, who sit just two competition points behind them in third place. In rugby union, the New Zealand-based Crusaders have won this year's Super Rugby competition. They've defeated the South African-based Lions side, 37 points to 18, in the final in Christchurch. It's their second consecutive Super Rugby championship and their ninth overall. For Australian rugby union fans, the focus has already shifted to the men's national side as they prepare for the rugby championship, where they will face the usual opposition of New Zealand, South Africa and Argentina. After an internal trial game this past weekend in Sydney, Australian coach Michael Checker has named 36 players in an initial squad for the tournament, including six who have never played for the country before. This squad will go into a training camp in the New South Wales Hunter Valley town of Cessnock this week. Checker says his squad with six untried players is not just the best squad for right now, but is also an investment in the future of the Australian team.
One big thing about this team that we've assembled, like from a coaching point of view as well, is we want to build some foundations for the future as well. I think that that's something that we haven't been good at over the past few, maybe the past 10 or 12 years, thinking about how we can infiltrate both the mentality and the talent of players going forward, so the next coach and the coach after him are in a really good spot, and that our rugby public have got great teams coming through.
Australia's rugby championship campaign starts against New Zealand in Sydney on the 18th of August. And in cricket, England and India have played out a thrilling test match in Birmingham. The first match of their five test match series was a low-scoring contest, with none of the four innings in the match having more than 300 runs scored in it, a rarity in modern cricket. Indian captain Virat Kohli starred with his batting, but it wasn't enough to get his team a victory. India was dismissed for 162 in the game's final innings, giving England victory by 31 runs. England captain Joe Root says self-confidence was key to his team's triumph.
We've got a few things wrong within this game, but we've kept that belief, we've kept that confidence within one another, and I think that's such a big part of Test cricket. And that gives a great amount of confidence going into the rest of this series as well.
The exciting match, a much-needed boost to the longest form of the sport. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.